one of the most abused visa systems in our current immigration system has been the H-1B non-immigrant visa program. This is supposed to allow highly skilled laborers who work in fields that Americans don't work in to come into the United States of America. What this proclamation will do is raise the fee that companies pay to sponsor H-1B applicants to $100,000. This will ensure that the people they're bringing in are actually very highly skilled and that they're not replaceable by American workers. So it'll protect American workers, but ensure that companies have a pathway to hire truly extraordinary people and bring them to the United States.
We need workers. We need great workers. And this pretty much ensures that that's what's going to happen. I think, Sean, you agree with that?
Well, they're $100,000 per year. So the whole idea is no more will these big tech companies or other big companies train foreign workers. They have to pay the government $100,000, then they have to pay the employee. So it's just not economic. If you're going to train somebody, you're going to train one of the recent graduates from one of the great universities across our land. Train Americans, stop bringing in people to take our jobs. That's the policy here. $100,000 a year for H-1B visas, and all of the big companies are on board. We've spoken to them about the gold card.
They love it. They really love it. They need it.